92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Governor Tony Evers is leading a coalition of governors saying they will not return SNAP payments made to recipients during the government shutdown. Last week, judges ruled that the federal government was obligated to continue the SNAP program through the shutdown. And Thursday night, Governor Evers announced that Wisconsinites would start getting their food share benefits loaded onto their cards. Now, the Trump administration is appealing to the Supreme Court and asking states to return the money. But Governor Evers offered a one-word response on social media: no. Almost 700,000 Wisconsinites rely on SNAP. Here in the Badger State, the program's called Food Share. State officials want people to know their money is on their cards and can be used as normal right now, even with court cases in flux. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Retailers and grocery stores play an important role in ensuring food share members can access healthy, nutritious food to feed their families. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection, and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services remind Wisconsin businesses who have signed up for the food share program that food share recipients have had funding legally loaded onto their cards, and businesses cannot turn away members using Quest cards at registers. Food share members receive benefits on a Quest card, similar to a debit card that allows them to pay for food at any business that has agreed to participate in the program. Current federal guidance states that consumers may continue to redeem the existing balance issued to their Quest card at any authorized retailer. Any Wisconsinite who needs additional food or infant formula for their house or family can reach out to 211 for information and referrals to local services.
Wisconsin lawmakers are talking about data centers as projects are proposed and some move forward across the state. Microsoft is building one in Mount Pleasant. AI company Vantage is putting one in Port Washington. QTS is proposing a data center in DeForest, while Janesville city leaders are considering one at the old GM plant. Last week, the Assembly Committee on Science, Technology, and AI held an informational hearing on data centers. One of the biggest criticisms of these projects is just how much power they use. Chelsea Chandler is the Climate, Energy, and Air Program Director for Clean Wisconsin.
The Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant and the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington will require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of electric power. According to our analysis, that is enough energy to power 4.3 million Wisconsin homes.
Caitlin Monahan is the Director of Public Policy for Vantage, the company behind the data center in Port Washington. She says they'll be paying their fair share for power.
So We Energies has designed a really innovative tariff structure that ensures that the new large loads will pay the full cost.
Corey Singletary is the Director of Regulatory Affairs for the Citizens Utility Board. He says because there's not much regulation, companies are trying to build these data centers as fast as possible before laws catch up.
Speed to market is a primary, if not the primary, consideration of data center developers.
Some in the legislature are already working to help the laws catch up. Democratic State Senator Jody Habish-Sinikin from Whitefish Bay authored a bill she says creates guardrails for data centers in Wisconsin. Her plan would require prevailing wages for workers and require they use 70% renewable energy at data centers. The bill also aims to increase transparency on their water and energy use. Today is Veterans Day. About 300,000 veterans call Wisconsin home. Now, the state legislature is currently considering a handful of bills that would impact veterans. One would reopen two locations of a program that housed homeless veterans. Two of the three homes in this program shut down in September after Republicans chose not to fund the program in the state budget. One of the other bills would fund mental health programs specifically for vets. Another bill would make Veterans Day a state holiday. It's a federal holiday, and 49 other states have designated it a holiday, too. Wisconsin is the only holdout. Although we're the only state that does not recognize it as a state holiday, Veterans Day has Wisconsin roots. Terry Barr reports.
His name is Harvey Higley, and if you haven't heard of him, there's a good reason. The Marinette County man's story had been lost until recently.
Harvey is an amazing guy and has an impact on us every year, and nobody knows about it. Harvey graduated from the University of Wisconsin in 1915, and just 2 years later, he found himself in the battlefields of France. He went over for World War I. It left such an indelible impression on him.
Todd Pritchard is with the Wisconsin Alumni Association and tells me as he was digging into Higley's background, he found some amazing history. He led the State American Legion, and later Higley served as head of Veterans Affairs under President Dwight Eisenhower.
He thought, how can we really dedicate a day to veterans? Created a bill to change Armistice Day to Veterans Day. And that's what we celebrate now every year.
Harvey Higley is worth remembering. It's the Wisconsin man's work ensuring our nation never forgets to honor our veterans.
That's Terry Barr reporting, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Murph does it again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers' Pat Murphy named National League Manager of the Year for a second year in a row.
Well, I think it's a statement for the Milwaukee Brewers, from ownership to the Ivory Tower to our coaching staff. You know, it's an organizational award, and I'm very pleased to be part of this organization.
He's only the fourth manager to ever win in back-to-back seasons. Bucks basketball tonight. They're in Charlotte to take on the Hornets. College hoops. Wisconsin with a win over Ball State, 86-55. NFL, the Packers back at work after losing to the Eagles. Center Elgton Jenkins now on injured reserve after suffering a fractured fibula Monday night. Last week, it was Tucker Kraft and the ACL. Could these injuries become an issue?
I mean, we're not going to let it. I think the frustration is just that we haven't figured it out yet. We definitely come into every game with the confidence. We just got to find a way to execute as well.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Sunny and breezy today. We'll get to around 50 by early this afternoon. The temperatures are going to drop back into the mid-40s by late this afternoon. The wind west gusting to 25 to 30 today. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine, high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.